In and Out of the Kitchen by Damien Trench. The award ceremony. Shall I plunge?
Plunge away, why don't you? I think I'm going to need a couple of cups this morning, actually, to power some vigorous thoughts.
Oh, work?
No, not immediately.
You are going to be getting on with some work at some stage, aren't you, Anthony? I mean, we're asking Mr. Mullaney and Stephen to construct or build you an office in the garden.
Yeah, it's a shoffice, Damon. That's what people call them.
Well, perhaps other people call them that word, but it's not a word that I shall ever use, and frankly, I'm a little bit disappointed that you're so happy to.
Well, I don't understand your problem with it, Damon. Shoffice is a very good word.
It's not a good word, it's a new word.
It is a compound of shed and office.
I'm aware of its origins, thank you, Anthony.
I think it's rather clever.
I think it's regrettable.
Right, cafetiere, please. You're the writer. You should be interested.
I am. Just let me pour myself a cup.
Oh, I'm sure we'll settle.
I'm just more interested in old words and existing words than new ones that seem to hatch out of the mouths of...
Things don't hatch from people's mouths, David. Things hatch from eggs.
Are you sure you actually need coffee? You're already taking on the morning in rather a frantic fashion.
Please, pass me the cafetiere or I shall start trying to think up a new compound word for it.
Well, I doubt you'd manage.
Oh, well, coffee...
A pathetic attempt, basically. What is it you're going to be thinking so vigorously about, then?
I was going to tell you that approximately 3:45 this morning, whilst I was lying awake on our slightly too soft mattress...
It is getting a little too soft, isn't it? I'm glad you brought that up.
Quiet. What I decided is that I am going to audition for a play.
A play? Plays are for actors, Anthony. You do know that you work, admittedly, at somewhat irregular intervals within the world of finance.
Well, it's an amateur production, Damon.
Oh, I see.
Well, of course it is. What, do you think I'm
Well, you're impulsive, aren't you, Anthony? You imagine yourself to be capable of all sorts of things.
Well, I'm not planning a sideways move into show business. I'm just thinking of auditioning for the Queen's Park Mummers production of Hay Fever.
Right.
Noel Coward.
Yes, I know. Could you pass the cafetiere back, please? Thank you. I've been worried for ages that something like this might happen. If you allow someone with an overactive imagination, such as Anthony's, to become idle and then restless, it's inevitable that they would eventually settle upon amateur dramatics. Anthony is extremely gifted in his own way, and I really do fear that taking part in an amateur production of anything is an unwise use of his time and skills, even if it is a Noel Coward. The only thing that might save us from this almighty palaver, and it is an almighty palaver, the whole thing from beginning to end is going to take simply months, what will become of our evenings, is that he may not be successful in getting a part. These auditions are extremely competitive affairs, and they're massively oversubscribed. I'm sure that's as it should be if the standards are going to be high, although I'm a little sceptical of Anthony's claims that the QPMs, as he already calls them, are more professional than the professionals. He also says that one of the regulars was in the chorus line of the original Phantom, which I suppose is possible. I've just done a Google on it and I found a list of the show's original ensemble, but I don't actually know this person's name, so it was pretty inconclusive. I had a quick shower and emerged to find Anthony saying he was off to a bookshop to seek out a suitable audition piece. I shouted something down the stairs about Joe Orton, but I'm not sure that he heard me.
Coming, Mr. Mullaney!
Oh, hello, Marion. I thought you were the builder.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint.
No, not at all. No, it's lovely to see you, although I do rather wonder where he is. What brings you to this neck of the woods?
I only live round the corner.
Oh, no, I mean my front step in particular.
I wanted to give you these.
Oh, they're beautiful. Thank you. Why?
Because you, Damien Trench, have been nominated for an award.
Have I?
Well, we have. Poets and Their Palettes is up for a Melvin.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's good, isn't it? I thought you'd be pleased. I know you're not really into all this award stuff.
Oh, no, of course not. It's very flattering, isn't it? What category?
Not best programme, surely. I mean, it was just a little documentary.
Best factual programming within a historical context for a digital station.
Oh, right. Oh, well, my goodness. Are you sure you can't come in?
I can't.
I mean, it's not just any old worthless category, is it? It's an actual, it's got really strong parameters. That's excellent.
Quite.
Who are we up against?
Jane Matthews.
Oh, yes. Oh, I like that.
Sally McGovern.
Oh, that was good.
And Deborah Roach.
Oh, for the thing about plumps. Oh, I didn't really...
No, rather play to the gallery, I felt.
We'll get to go to the ceremony, won't we? I mean, I know these things don't really, but when is it?
Tuesday week, but I can't go, I'm afraid. I'm going out to Helmand to film Barbershop Troops.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyway, I've got to rush. Text me if we win. I'll make sure the tickets come to you. You need to decide who to take instead of me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for the nasturtiums.
How kind of Marion to deliver our little news in person. I'm not, of course, the sort of fellow who sets huge store by these sorts of things. Awards are but mere trinkets and baubles and absolutely not what one ever does work for. I only got involved in the world of documentaries because it represented a chance to share my passions and to enthuse about such matters as are sometimes often sadly overlooked in British cultural life, the relationship between access to organic produce and the composition of madrigals, etc. The fact that as a result of writing and presenting a documentary series about what the great poets enjoyed eating has been deemed worthy of an award nomination is certainly flattering, but not a reason to go crazy.
Damo, how the very devil are you this morning? Heard about the Melvin Noms, I take it?
Well, yes, that's what I was phoning about.
Yes, good old Michelle. What a talent, and such a voice, and so very readable if one is in the right frame of mind.
Michelle?
Yes, Michelle Ulovitz. He's been nominated for Literary Personality of the Year.
Literary Personality, that's a category.
Oh, certainly, one of the biggies. Oh, yes, quite certainly. I thought that's what you were...
I was calling because I've been nominated, Ian.
Have you? What for?
For Poets and Their Palettes. It's the...
Hold on, I'm just scrolling down. Oh, yes, here we are, down at the bottom with the Any Other Business... Best factual programming within a historical context for a digital station. Oh, that's tremendous. Well done, Damien. Oh, that is very good news, and the just reward for an absolutely tremendous little program.
A series, Ian.
Well, exactly. It's very kind of you to ring and invite me, Damien, but I'm already accompanying Michelle on the night. Perhaps we could sit at the same table, though. Will Marion be there?
She won't. No, she's going to Helmand.
Restaurant, is it?
It's in Afghanistan.
Restaurant in Afghanistan?
No, it's a province in Afghanistan. She's making a reality thing about barbershop quartets.
Oh, big there, is it?
I think it's more the point of the programme. I've not seen it.
Oh, now, while you're on, I've had an offer through from the chaps at The Manual. It's a new gents magazine with the word man very much underlined.
Right.
They're after some lifestyle stuff, and they're interested in someone doing a big food column.
I must say, it's not the sort of work I'd normally go out of my way to chase, Ian.
Understood. Yes, probably not worth doing. They said it was between you and Ray Jarrow, so it's probably...
Oh, really? Ray Jarrow, eh? Right. Well, do you know what, Ian? I might actually be interested in that, actually. I think I might have a crack.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
I think yes.
Didn't you and Ray Jarrow have a little bit of a...
Oh, No, we always get it. We don't ever really see or speak to each other. But no, I wouldn't say there was any kind of no. Oh, no. No problems there.
I simply cannot imagine what Ian is talking about. Ray's success, admittedly more as a media personality than a food writer, is absolutely not something that I would begrudge him. Quite the opposite. It actually pleases me enormously. I've always been able to draw a great deal of satisfaction from the triumphs of my peers, and there's no reason why Ray Jarrow's television career, admittedly almost veering into the light-end category at times, should be different. As for finding myself in a situation where I have to go head-to-head with him to have our work judged purely for the quality of writing alone, well, that's going to be tremendously awkward for both of us, I'm sure. But that is just the business that we're in. Thankfully, they don't need the sample for another week or so I can have a bit of a think about it. Anthony did not return from his book shopping trip until after lunch.
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, goodness, you've been gone a while.
Yes, I had rather a lot of trouble finding what I was after. Ended up walking all the way into town, having lunch and then tubing it back.
Where did you eat?
Oh, just a burger place or something. Oh, come on, I'd walked all the way into town, Damon. So anyway, look, found what I needed.
Oh, you're going to do something from Look Back in Anger.
Yeah, I really want to show the panel what I'm made of.
Goodness, well, if you need any help with the accents.
Right, you think that would help?
Well, it might. I've also had a successful morning.
Good, writing?
No, I've not managed any writing, but I have been nominated for an award. Poets and Their Palettes has been nominated for a Melvin.
What's a Melvin?
Oh, the Melvins are hugely respected awards within the arts industry. Actually, hugely respected, been going for years.
Oh, well done. Yeah, that's very good.
Ceremony's Tuesday week. Would you like to come?
Ah, no.
Marion can't go. She's in Afghanistan. Ian's already going.
Right. I'm your third choice, am I?
No. I was just giving you some background information.
Well, I can't come anyway.
Oh, don't be like that.
Well, I can't come. Genuinely, Tuesday week is the first round of auditions for Hay Fever.
What, in the evening?
But of course in the evening. It's Amdram. It's all in the evening.
But wouldn't you like to come?
Well, I'd like to come, Damon. Of course I would, but I can't.
It's at the Dorchester.
Even so.
Fine.
Right.
Well, I can't just go on my own.
Well, you wouldn't have any trouble finding somebody who wants to go to an award ceremony at the Dorchester.
No?
No, I know. Just decide who your fourth choice guest would be and ask them.
Hello?
Mother?
Hello?
Mother, it's Damien.
Oh, Damien, hello. God, I'm so glad you've called. The washing machine's been going absolutely berserk.
What's happened?
Well, simply not draining properly. I mean, it's washing everything, but comes to the end of the cycle, the door opens, and it's all just sodden.
Right.
No, it's not draining at all, not at all. It's all just indescribably wet.
I can picture it. Is Dad in?
Yes. Oh, with his back. Things hardly going to work any better with him seized up in front of it.
I see. Right, I'm not really sure I can help Mother without dropping everything and training to become a washing machine engineer.
Is Mr. Mullaney with you?
Yes.
Can you send him round, please?
He's not a washing machine person, Mother.
Well, I'm sure he can do anything.
Well, I'll ask.
Thank you, Damien. Please give him the address. Anyway, phone tariffs being what they are, I can't afford...
Please, Mother, hold on. I called you.
Did you?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Would you like to accompany me to an awards ceremony? I've been nominated for something.
Darling, oh, that's wonderful. Hold on. Sam! Daddy!
Is it the engineer?
No, it's Damien.
Oh?
He's been nominated for an award.
Right.
Yes, What is it, Damien?
It's a Melvin Award.
What is it?
What is it, Damien?
It's an arts awards thing. It's very prestigious.
It's very prestigious, apparently. He wants me to come with him.
Oh, well, that's great. Well done, Damien.
Your father says well done.
Yes, yes, I can hear him. Thank you. Tell him thank you.
He says thank you.
Thank you.
It's Tuesday week.
What is?
The award ceremony.
Oh, right. It's Tuesday week.
What is?
Oh, God, the award ceremony.
Right.
Can you come?
I'll check.
Great.
Am I free next Tuesday?
Bound to be.
What?
Next Tuesday week, am I free?
Bound to be.
I'm bound to be.
Great.
Is it black tie?
Well, it's hardly going to be gardening smocks, is it, Mother?
Oh, that's a relief. I have enough hand washing to do as it is. Don't touch!
No, I'm sure it's
God.
Fine.
Oh, why can't you listen?
I am listening.
Fuck you! Oh, I've got to go, Damien. This idiot's going to drown us both.
February the 11th, Monday. Well, a week has passed since Ian told me that I needed to write a sample piece for the manual, with the man very much underlined, and I must confess that I'm really struggling to think of what I might write. This isn't writer's block, I've managed to do all sorts of other stuff, but in terms of the sort of thing I might contribute to a men's lifestyle magazine, well, I'm not what you might call their target audience. For a while I was rather excited by the idea of a light putative piece about James Bond's favourite puddings, but I got as far as a sticky toffee and then ground to a complete halt. However, I'm determined to get something down, and I think that ultimately my completely friendly rivalry with Ray Jarrow will ensure that I make the deadline. And then I realised that if the mountain would not come to Mohammed, then Mohammed should pop on some walking boots, so to speak.
Ah, gentlemen, here you are.
Morning, Mr. Trench.
Hello, Stephen.
Mr. Trench.
You look busy?
Yeah, we're a bit behind schedule. Sure you remember I lost a day last week.
Yes, I am sorry about that, Mr. Mullaney. From what my mother said on the phone, I really thought it would be quite a small job.
Yeah, it was a little, but better to have it spotted now than have the wall of the utility room collapse in on someone, you know, like your mum.
Well, perhaps. I've made a coffee. If either of you fancy a break?
No, thanks. I've got a Coke.
Okay.
I'll take one.
Right, black with two, is it?
White with none.
Yeah, thought so. Do you ever read gentlemen's magazines, Mr. Mullaney? I have to write a sort of sample article for a new men's magazine. It'll be called The Manual, with the man bit underlined. Yeah.
Right. I suppose I'd look at something like that if it was lying around in a waiting
room. Oh, right.
And
what sort of thing would you hope to read about?
I don't know, really. What about... sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Yeah, you could write about your favourite sandwiches.
Right, you'd read that, would you?
Yeah, well, like I said, if it was lying about, I might.
See, I'm not really sure sandwiches are going to interest people enough.
I like them.
Well, I'm sure you do, but that's not really the... sandwiches, it's a bit...
Soup?
What? You'd read about soup?
Yeah, if it was... Actually, no, I don't think I would.
Oh, this is hopeless.
Why don't you write about coffee makers?
What?
Coffee makers. Write about how much you like them.
How much I like them.
Yeah, like different types, how you use different ones for different moods, different occasions.
Well, that is a very good idea, actually, Stephen. That is a very good idea. Well done.
Yes, well, I think we'd better be, you know, I mean, unless you want to workshop any other ideas.
No, well, you see... Team two. Yep. It's all looking very good, by the way, all the wood...
Stephen's brainwave had proved just the stimulus I needed, and so I immediately headed up to the study and set to work. It took 3 hours in the end, crafting what I felt to be a fascinating, intuitive, and above all, self-deprecating account of my love affair with coffee machines, and then I sent it off to the editorial team of The Manual via Ian. Anthony, meanwhile, rather than, oh, I don't know, doing some actual work, spent much of the afternoon trying to commit some John Osborne to memory, and then declaiming it loudly about the house and its environs. At one point, I could actually hear Mr. Mullaney testing him on his lines in the garden, which is absolutely not a good use of a builder's time. Recipe. The panzanella, or bread salad. Mr. Mullaney's talk of sandwiches put me into something of a funk, but I realise it's not fair of me to rubbish them without proffering a viable alternative. And here is a way of using a number of ingredients that you would often expect to find within a sandwich, but which, crucially, is not actually a sandwich. Oh, no, it's a salad, and an Italian one at that. For this, you will need something like 8 slices of bread. These slices must be thick, and the bread must be stale, that is to say, over a day old. I'm talking about real bread here, obviously. I have no idea how long it takes one of those plastic supermarket loaves to go stale, probably about a month. 2 tomatoes, large, ripe and chopped. A cucumber, small, peeled and diced. An onion, red, sliced. Garlic, clove of, crushed. As much fresh basil as you can bear, hand-torn. Olive oil, extra virgin, obviously, more than you think you'll need. Likewise balsamic. And you should make damn sure that you've got your salt grinder and pepper mill pretty ruddy handy. Take a bowl, and then into it mix your tomatoes, your onion, your cucumber, your basil and your garlic. Liberally drizzle olive oil all over it. Rinse it with balsamic, season with salt and pepper, and toss it all thoroughly. Then, tear the bread into chunks and put half of it into something wide and shallow. Dollop about half of your tomato mixture over the bread, then do another layer of each with the other half. Then cover and chill. It should be ready to eat in an hour or so, just as soon as you've given it a thorough tossing and seasoned it. While you're at it, you can fling in more olive oil. Some people like to add fried pancetta to it. I shan't tell you what I think of them. February the 12th, Tuesday. Well, today's finally here. Actually, I suppose today's always here, isn't it? What I mean to say, I suppose, is that this particular day has arrived. The day of the Melvin Award ceremony. I know the awards are, well, meaningless and subjective, and to be quite honest, just being nominated is far more of an award than I could ever possibly need, but for some unthinkable reason, I just haven't been able to shake the possibility of scooping the prize from my mind. Tonight, however, isn't only about the Melvins. As Anthony simply would not tire of reminding me, it is also the occasion of his audition for the Queen's Park Mummers' forthcoming, it's months away, production of Noel Coward's Hay Fever.
Shall I plunge?
Yes. Oh, although not for me. I'm going to keep off the cafetiere for today.
Oh, really?
Well, yes, you know, because it's the...
Yes?
It's my audition, Damien.
Oh, of course.
I just wanted to make sure that I'm still calm when the moment arrives at approximately 8:15 this evening.
Are you calm now?
Yes, I think so. I think I ought to run through my lines again. I might speak to you a few more times. I might meditate later. And how are you feeling about your little do this evening?
Okay. I think. Well, it's just a bit of fun, really, isn't it?
Well, yes, yes, exactly. Yeah,
just with a bit of fun, with the slight possibility of coming home with an award.
Well, yes, indeed. Is your mother looking forward to it?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, she definitely is. Quite honestly, I think she's rather excited that we're going to be sitting at the same table as Michelle Ulowitz.
Are you? Goodness, that's going to be a meeting of minds.
Oh, you think that we'll all...
Have you ever read any Ulowitz?
I've certainly been meaning to.
Right. Has your mother?
I think no.
Well, he really is... he's quite... I'm sure he's nothing like the characters he writes.
Well, look, he'll have to be on his best behaviour at an event like this.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not just some piece of rubbish. Apparently Alan Yantop went to last year's one.
Mm.
Well, he was invited.
Well, I don't know where Anthony gets this information from. He claims it was from the Culture Supplement and the Observer, but if it was, it must have been one I didn't see, which seems a little unlikely. Anyway, even if there is any truth in the rumour, I'm quite sure that Ian and I will be able to keep him in order. I could certainly do without my mother being upset or offended. I could do without many of her emotional states, to be honest. I spent the afternoon tidying. Nervously, Anthony said, helpfully, I thought, and occasionally checking in with Ian to see if there was any news about my possible column. I have nothing, of course, against Ray Jarrow, but I do rather hope that this manual job doesn't go his way. I just feel that in this instance, he'd be too obvious a choice. I gave my dinner suit a bit of a steam in the shower cubicle and then had a light extra meal in the afternoon. I know there's a dinner tonight, but there may be champagne in advance, and I cannot risk the stuff on an empty stomach. I simply haven't the bowels for such behaviour. Once fed, washed and dressed at exactly 5:15, I clambered aboard the taxi that I had ordered for 5 o'clock and picked up my mother en route to Park Lane, that home of swanky hotels, sports car showrooms and public art.
Damo! And the winner is... Now put that glass down right now and give me a hug. Oh, it's so good to see you! And looking so smart.
Oh, do you know my mother?
Oh, yes, of course. We met at that super dinner, didn't we? What a terrific evening that was.
Yes, yes, charming.
Have you had a chance to look at the seating plan yet, Damien?
I've not here, no.
Our table is right at the front, practically under the podium. It's not a bad sign. It's not a bad sign.
And is Monsieur Ullevitz with you tonight?
Oh, Monsieur Ullevitz, I love that. He most certainly is here. Yes, somewhere in that throng there is hugging Mariella Frostrup, probably. Mm. Have you read any of Michelle's books?
I've always meant to.
Right, right. Well, they're very good. But I probably should just add before dinner that he can be a little...
Yeah, you know where his toilet? I got a heavy... Oh, who is this beautiful lady?
Oh.
Mademoiselle? You are with us tonight?
Oh, good evening.
Well, this is Damien's mother, Janet yes, Trench.
Pleased to meet you. Congratulations on being an author.
That's nothing, Writing. She is just like thinking or talking or making love,
What if dinner's all that far off?
Would anyone like another drink? Mrs. Trench? Damon? Michelle?
Yes, I suddenly feel really rather hot.
Damon mind some water.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you go away and fetch some drink for Mademoiselle and I and we can talk, eh?
How would you feel about that, Mother?
I'm sure I'll be absolutely fine. I have met a Frenchman before. I know what they do.
Right. Well, super. Absolutely. You've got to go away now, boy.
When I found Mother again, Hulowitz seemed to have dragged her to the other side of the room, where she was busily denying that she'd ever sat for Medigliani. Dinner was totally unmemorable, pâté, chicken supreme, and then a chocolate tart. But if the food was unmemorable, the conversation was far from it. It was also, I'm sad to say, unrepeatable, consisting largely of Monsieur Hulowitz holding forth on a variety of subjects, including, but by no means limited to, child labour, new feminism, the Middle East, horses, and the art of love. My mother coped extremely well, despite continually being referred to as this ravishing creature, my sensuous companion, or the experienced temptress to my left. A couple of times I attempted to interrupt him or argue a point with him. His opinions about chickens, for instance, were quite ludicrous, and each time he signalled that I should be quiet with a sweeping hand gesture and addressed me as Petal. It was all, I must say, a little frustrating. And then the ceremony began just as dessert was being cleared. Our category was about two-thirds of the way through the list. Ulowitz's award was second, and to Ian's horror, he did not win. Hulowitz, for his part, merely shrugged, opened a bottle of wine, and pulled his chair closer to my mother's. She, possibly feeling that it was her duty to console him, allowed him to. Various people came on to present different categories. The ceremony went at a reasonable lick. I became, as 0 hour approached, cautiously optimistic. After all, we had been sat by the podium.
Well, congratulations to them. A truly fascinating series. I think you all agree how that was. Wonderful. So we're moving on now to that much sought-after award. Don't laugh. Best factual documentary within a historical context for a digital station. Well, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? Well, to present that mouthful, please welcome a personal friend of mine, a writer and a presenter. Thankfully, not in a historical context. Anyway, he's here now. Ray Jarrow!
Oh, for goodness.
Hello there. What a privilege. What an honour to present this particular award. I'm not sure I've got the energy to repeat its name in full. Let's just call it AOB. And the nominations are...
Hey, you. You pass me the Jane bottle, Matthews, eh?
I'm sorry, I can't quite reach it.
I just get some more wine. Hey, writer boy. Client man. Yan, what is his name?
Please.
I said, what is his name?
Shush,
the righty boy with the glasses.
Damien?
Yes. Damien.
Please.
Pass me the wine.
I am trying to listen.
You pass me the wine.
Yeah, fine, just right here it is.
Yes.
And the winner is... Oh... The tension, the power. If I could just get the...
Now you're going to love this, my goddess. Eh? Get this in your cake hole.
What did he just say? Did anyone hear?
It did,
didn't it? Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, it's lucky I prepared a speech. Right, excuse me. Thank you.
No, I wouldn't like to be someone.
Well...
My goodness me. Oh, this is such a surprise. I haven't even written a speech. Well, to collect it from you as well, of course, Ray. I'm a big admirer.
You don't look much like Deborah Roach. I said Deborah Roach, I'm afraid, not Damien Trench. Still, no hard feelings, I'm sure. Better luck next year. Oh, here she is. Well done, Deborah.
It was, I hardly need say, completely humiliating. I looked up and saw on the screen behind me the words Deborah Roach and returned to my seat to find my mother, who was standing up, having thrown a glass of water over Michelle Ulowitz, who was now calling her a pig dog. We left immediately and Ian apologised profoundly to my mother for dragging her into this sordid world. I just wanted to see you win something, she said, and we travelled back to Queen's Park in silence. I dropped her off and returned home.
You're back early, and how? Empty-handed?
Yes, thank you. We came home early because Michelle Ulowitz is an animal.
I thought he might be. Oh, dear. Anything appalling happen?
Yes. Really don't think I can bear to tell you until tomorrow. How did your audition go? Did you get the part you wanted?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got the main part.
Judith Bliss?
No, the lover. Well, one of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, well done. Is the oven on?
No, that's your phone.
Oh, all right. Oh, voicemail. So.
Hi, Damien. Listen, commiserations on not winning tonight, and I'm sorry about Michelle. You know what artists are like, eh? And French artists in particular. Cauchemar. look, I didn't want to say it at the awards in case I jinxed it, but Jarrow got the manual job, I'm afraid. Editor said he loved your writing, but Jarrow just had that extra common touch. He sent me the article. It was rather good, actually. It's all about sandwiches. You would not believe how it turns.
In and Out of the Kitchen was written by Miles Chupp and starred Miles Chupp and Justin Edwards, with Christopher Brand, Selena Cadell, Brendan Dempsey, Philip Fox, Toby Longworth, Ade Oyefeso, and Leslie Vicarage. The producer was Sam Michel.